T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Yes, Comrade Cuomo and his brethren in Albany says that you cannot have your cat declawed. So if you're about to adopt a cat or to buy a cat from a breeder or whatever, you cannot in New York State. And New York is the only state, by the way. The other 49 say, okay, but not New York. New York says you can't do it. And so that's going to be problematic for a lot of people. What it's going to do, we're going to have an overflow of cats. More cats are going to have to be euthanized. More feral cats are going to be showing up. And it's just pathetic is what it is. Now, according to this article by Tom Precious in the Buffalo News, some doctors recommend that certain people, the elderly, diabetics, and those with immune-compromised health problems, get their cats declawed. The new state law does not provide an exception for the declawing ban based on health conditions of a cat's owner. So it doesn't matter. You could be, you could have a peg in your neck dragging your right foot, and it would not matter. New York State says you will not get an exception. That cat will not be operated on. Do you understand that? Now, Mr. Beamer, you have people on Facebook. What do you got?
I do. People are just as angry on Facebook. It's a mixture of angry and just confused as how did we get to this being a important issue in the state of New York?
Yeah.
Pauline says, I believe if you have a totally indoor cat, why not be able to declaw it? It saves furniture damage. And if you have an indoor-outdoor cat, not because you're taking it away, it's defenses against animals attacking. So pretty much saying indoor cats should be declawed. If an outdoor cat, that's when you keep the claws. But now in New York State, all of them have to be.
Common sense says you do not do it to an outdoor cat. But an outdoor cat has a lot less of a lifespan on the average. I'm sure there are statistics. Than the ones that are declawed. They usually have a very good life. They didn't take that into consideration. There's a lot of things they don't take into consideration, and they just shove them down our throat. There's a lot of opposition, including the Veterinary Society of the state of New York. And even they are saying, what? No, you know, really, seriously. Why are we doing this? Frank in Tonawanda. Frank, you're on WBEN.
Good morning, Sandy.
Hello, Frank. Good to talk to you.
Yeah, good to talk to you, too. Once again, this is government's overreach in the state of New York trying to control the average person's life where they have no business interfering in our everyday life. You know, my wife and I, we're animal lovers. We've had cats and dogs all our life, and we've had, you know, wonderful cats, and we've had them declawed when they were kittens. And it doesn't interfere with their life. We made the decision that when we got a cat, they were strictly indoor cats. We never, ever allowed them to go outside because we knew that without claws, they would be defenseless.
And now, they without the claws, I know they still run around the house, they jump, they do everything that they did when they did have their claws.
For sure. It doesn't interfere with their everyday activities. So they still have that that
kittenish
instinct to want to, you know, they go alongside the couch and they still do that, the instinct where they want to claw. But, you know, we have friends of ours and they have indoor cats that are not declawed. And let me tell you, I don't care. You can have every modern convenience that says
scratching posts.
Scratching posts. And they also have the ones that it's like a box. It's got the scratching on the bottom of the box on the sides, and they use all of that. But they also use your couch, and if you have nice drapes, they'll claw, they'll scratch the drapes. I've been
plus,
French houses.
Plus, if you have a baby too, they're liable to scratch the baby. I mean, right. They're not mean. That's just they're just fun.
It's just the way they are.
They're active.
Nothing is sacred in the house. But you can't blame the cat. It's just their natural instinct to do that. And I'm sorry, this is going to prohibit a lot of people from adopting a cat or bringing a cat into their house because they know that if they can't declaw the cat, it's going to ruin an awful lot of things that they don't want ruined.
It's just a matter of time before we have an overflow at all the shelters, including the SPCA.
Poor cats are going to be euthanized because nobody's going to want to take them.
It's sad, but there again you have the ignorance of downstate. Don't these people get out?
No.
Don't they talk to other people? Or are they just inbreeding down there? They don't seem to understand what real life is about.
I just don't understand how they can, you know, why the government has to get involved in something like this.
They don't, and that's the point.
Stayed for you. I mean, they just need to get involved in everybody's personal life and dictate what needs to be done because we're too stupid, Sandy. Don't you understand it?
Well, you know, when Andrew decides finally it's his turn to run, that means all of the real contenders have died off. I'm sure this will be in his resume, his forward-thinking, first state to do it resume.
Oh, for sure. For sure. I mean, this is just, you wonder why people are leaving the state in droves.
In droves. I'd like to be in the moving van business. Thank you. Thank you very much. I would offer a special price for New York to California, not to California, New York to Florida, because that's basically where they're going. A lot of them are going to the Carolinas and whatever. A good place to go would be Texas, and I think a lot of them do go to Texas. Only if you like New York, you'd love California. I didn't even like being in California when we were on our trip. There were some nice things to see. Certainly the ship was first class, but the city itself, we took one tour was 5 hours, so we got to see the city. And it wasn't very impressive. It was very disappointing.
I thought it was beautiful when I visited California.
It's not now.
Laguna Beach was absolutely gorgeous.
Yeah.
But I didn't spend much time there.
Yeah, you didn't. And if you went in the city itself, and keep in mind, our hotel was in Beverly Hills. So that was really good. But the city itself, not so good. We'll take a break and we'll be back on News Radio 930 WBEN. Let's go to Carol in Tonawanda. Carol, you're on WBEN.
You are right. This is about loss of freedom. Cuomo could have gone either way. He could have said the law says declawing is mandatory. We'd still be a controversy.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I think leave it alone the way it was working fine.
We're doing fine without it.
Yeah.
And one other thing, if people are so concerned about their furniture getting scratched, there's a special kind of furniture you can get.
Yeah, I know there's a lot of things that they give you to try.
No. It's called Kittinger.
Oh, I didn't know you were waiting for the punchline. I'm sorry. I ruined your timing.
I know. You took me seriously.
Yeah, I did. I thought because there are, seriously, a lot of products. Scratching posts are obvious.
Right.
But they have a lot of things that you can try, but I don't think anything's too effective against scratching.
My kitten uses my leather couch.
Oh, yeah. And the what I would really be concerned about is a baby. Because kittens and cats are very playful. If they have claws, they might claw the baby.
Well, that's true.
Don't want that.
So they should make it up to us.
Hey, there's the voice of reason.
An idea.
Not heard in New York State very often. Thank you. Thank you very much. Yeah, they sell all kinds of things that they tell you will work with cats. Let me tell you something. Cats don't get a lot of credit for being smart, but they are smart. And maybe it's partially because they have a long memory. Cats remember things. And you can train your cat. I know my sister had a cat that was very trainable. And it's more than you would think. But the difference between having a declawed cat, which is a good member of the house, leading a wonderful life, going into old age like 17 on a regular basis, that's the way it is. If you want to say no, you can't do that. They can't declaw. Well, if they're not declawed, they can go outside, but you really shouldn't send them outside anyway, because their lifespan will be very short when they become the hood ornament of a Buick. So I like to think that the cats are safe and sound in the house. They're members of the family. They're taken care of, believe me, nicely. Here's a text. Sandy, I understand the need to spay and neuter cats, but somehow declawing is more traumatic to a cat than castration? Cats are not cheering castrations, trust me. Well, that's true. That's true. Ask a cat. Give your cat the right to speak up. You can be castrated or you can be declawed. Which would you like? Huh? I'm going through contract negotiations with Greg Reed, and I'm thinking which one I should use for that. What do you think?
Castration. Don't like being neutered either, by the way.
Castration or declawed. I'm not really sure which fits. You know what I'm talking about? All right. The next one up would be Marianne in Tonawanda. Marianne, you're on WBEN.
Good morning.
Hello there.
I will get this out of the way right away. Personally, I do not believe in declawing.
Okay, that's fine.
But I would never tell anybody what to do.
That's the key.
That's treating their animal. I have three cats. They are not declawed. They are trained.
Oh, so you trained them not to scratch?
They don't do anything I don't want them to do.
Oh, sounds like that's not a cat, that's a husband.
No, him I couldn't train.
So how did you train them to do this? Because the cats will do things that they want to do, but not too often what you want them to do.
Through reinforcement. Two of the cats I have, I got as kittens.
That helps.
The third one I got when it was 4 years old.
Okay.
It was a terror. But through positive reinforcement, they do not jump on the tables. They do not jump on the counters.
Yeah, none of my cats have ever been allowed to be on what you just said, the table, the counters, things like that, anything where food is served, yeah. And they seem to mind that. They seem to kind of know that.
They can also be trained not to scratch where they're not supposed to.
That's the key. I've seen it because cats have to be a certain age before they can be operated on. And so I've seen what they do as young kittens, and they're terrors, especially these Bengals that I have now.
Well, mine are all just plain old ordinary house cats.
Beautiful, though. Their cats are beautiful.
Like I said, they even get along with the dog.
Well, that's good. And I've seen, there's a lot of videos now on YouTube about animals that normally would not be together socially or in a pack that are mixing. So maybe that's what's happening. Hey, thank you. And good luck with your kitties. Thank you very much. Yeah, you can be a conscientious person and not believe in that. I'm not saying that. But she also said it's your choice. Should be your choice. Not the government, for crying out loud. Do you have another, Mr. Beamer? Do you have another?
I do, and going along the lines of Marianne, Karen says, I've had 11 cats in my life, none declawed, none scratched furnitures. If you provide them with scratching posts and trim their nails every few weeks, there is no problem. However, I do agree the government is getting way too involved in our lives.
Yeah, I mean, really, are they going to tell us what kind of litter we have to use? I mean, are they going to decide what cat food is available and which ones are recognized and which ones aren't?
My cat was not declawed. He was too old by the time I got him to get that done. And I did go out and get a scratching post. My cat couldn't care less about that thing. He preferred to scratch the carpet and the couch.
Yeah, they sell a lot of stuff. You're right, carpeting especially. You can put carpeting on a scratching post and they'll just look at it. But carpeting where it is, they'll do it. You know, they'll do one of these things. And yet, okay, when we say declawing, it's just the front. You don't ever do the back anyway. My cats, I've recognized, jump just as high as they used to. scratch just as much as they used to, but without claws is a big difference. And they run like crazy people. They run like they're in a NASCAR race. And that's with declaws in the front. So I don't get any indication. You don't see any of them limping or favoring one leg or doing anything differently than they did before it was done. So I think that they, all in all, they have a much better life declawed than not declawed. Mr. Beamer, another, please.
Yes, we will now go to Kathy, who says, I think this is going to have a huge snowball effect. To me, declawing should have been a decision that is up to the owner. The government has no business putting their hand into our business. If you tell me I can't declaw my cat, there is no cat to declaw.
Yeah, see, that's the problem. And New York State is just way, way too eager to regulate everything you do from your first breath to your last breath. They're there to tell you what they want done, and usually right after that they tell you how much it's going to cost you to do it. And that's just the way they operate here. We hear about things vaguely. They come up on Pony Express from the city. And you got people that you don't know, you didn't vote for, who are determining your life, like Linda Rosenthal, who in her world of kitties, Linda says, it's a wonderful day for the cats of the state and the people who love them. So says Linda Rosenthal, a Manhattan Democrat and sponsor of the bill in the assembly. She said that in a written statement. How nice. So she obviously knows what's best for you and your cats. I don't think so. I really don't. But we're letting them do it, so they keep doing it. Let's go to Brett on a cell phone. Brett, you're on WBEN.
Hi, Sandy.
Hello, Brett. What do you got for us today?
Okay, well, there is an alternative to declawing, which I had done to one of my cats many years ago, but it just... 5 tiny incisions on the back of each front leg, and they snip the tendons that allow the cat to extend its claws.
No, I've not heard of that.
Yeah, and then, it was the first one my vet ever did, and then after he did mine, he did his own captor. So,
oh, wow. So how did it work out? Is the cat fully mobile and everything?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's very little blood, minimally invasive. Just have to trim their claws every... so many weeks because they do continue to grow, and if enough, they'd be able to scratch.
Oh, yeah, they definitely continue to grow, and it's not easy clipping them yourself. There's a little black, like a vein inside each one, and you do not want to nip that. And so the vets know how to do that. You can do it at home, but you got to be really careful. Okay, hey, thank you. Thank you very much, Brett. Good to talk to you. We'll be back with more. If you have something to... share with us, 803-0930, 1-800-616-9236, *930. That's if you want to be on the telephone. If you want to be on the text board, I love the text board. I embrace the text board. The text board embraces me. And that is 30930. And you can also go to Facebook. All right, so you got Facebook, you got the text. We got everything but Pony Express here, and you can get this on your toenails. If you want to make sure you can get it wherever you are in the USA, it's a radio.com. That happens to be our favorite app simply because we own it. We'll be back with more on News Radio 930 WBEN.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Okay, let's see. It says on the Fox News banner, Trump speaks to young conservatives at D.C. Summit. I didn't know he had any young conservatives. I thought they started at the age of 30. Okay, well, you made it. Just over the starting line, Beamer. Okay, I have some texts here. The text is 30930. I like the text because it's a direct conversation from you to me and me to you. And I like it when you have more ways to contact the show. Here's one. I love cats, but why, I ask you, do cats have more protective rights in New York than newborn babies? How about that? That's a good quote. Here's another. I wonder how many financial contributions were provided to Linda Rosenthal, who proposed the bill, and to King Cuomo, who signed it. Well, I don't know if that's there, but it wouldn't surprise me in the history of New York State governance that's happened before. And here's one, a little change of pace here, from Wayne from Tonawanda. Now, we get a lot from Wayne from Tonawanda, and I'm telling you, Wayne, I feel a special kinship, especially when you see what Wayne has to say. He says, you know, Sandy, I would have brought you a plate of food. You know, probably I would have brought you the food before I brought a plate for myself. Signed, Wayne from Tonawanda. Now, that's what I like. You know, reaching out. It's all about reaching out. How many times in a week are we asked to reach out and help somebody? And the helpless. Help the helpless. Who's more helpless than a talk show host sitting on a chair in front of a microphone, and when the audio ends, it's you, and that's it. You got to be there. I mean, totally. So thank you, Wayne.
Sandy,
have you ever considered a career in broadcasting, Wayne?
I'd like to issue a public apology.
Oh, a public apology for what?
I should have, when I went to go, because I was the first to go.
You were the first.
I should have asked Tony, and I should have asked you, and I should have made the trip for everyone for two reasons.
Yes.
You would have been asked, and you would have had part of the breakfast.
Half of my stick would have been gone, but yes.
Yes, and there wouldn't have been the distraction of both of us going. So I take full blame on my shoulders. I apologize for letting you down.
Thank you. Tony, don't you think that's nice?
It's very nice. I apologize as well.
Oh, gee, you guys didn't have to do it. I hardly noticed it.
But I did offer to go get you something afterwards.
Yeah, afterwards.
There were no eggs left, though.
I bet your dates were fun. Well, I did ask him, 22 minutes after joke, my comedic glands were just pulsating.
Yeah, but just think about that. You got a lot of comedic nuggets
out of
it.
Well, that's true, and I can find comedy in tragedy. The revelation that if you were on the Titanic, these guys would be swimming away to the Carpathia, and you were still there in the ballroom waiting for room service. That's what would have happened.
I would have noticed like halfway to the Carpathia and gone back to the Titanic for you, Sandy.
You would have gone back and get me a plate of food because nobody was eating. I can tell you that. That's it. How's that for a thought process? Ship is upright and you're eating on the way.
I know one person.
Could I have more fish, please? Don't worry about it.
Where's the tartar sauce?
All right, Beamer, we have some more Facebooks. I know we do.
We sure do. You know, they're coming in hot this hour, so we will start with Kim, who says, this is sad day for New York. Cats are going to be more overcrowded and more are going to be euthanized. I will not adopt a cat if I can't have the front claws removed. I've owned over 20 cats in my life. All declawed, never a problem. They hunt rabbits, snakes, and birds, even climb trees without a problem.
Yeah, cats love whatever environment they have, whether they're inside or outside. But the bottom line is, if you choose an environment that's your house, might be a couple thousand square feet, but it's upstairs, maybe downstairs, and places to jump from and things like that, you think that might be a little safer than being out in the highway? Or being in the forest where wild animals roam who might like a cat for lunch. I mean, cats are excellent hunters. They are very good. And I once read an article that said that the average cat that's outdoors that hunts as an outdoor cat, indoor-outdoor, let's make it that way, has a 21-square-mile radius in which they present themselves. That's pretty amazing. They're amazing animals. They really are. Most people are attracted, I think, initially to dogs because dogs come running up. Hey, you're looking good today. Here, let me lick your face. Here, let me hold your paw. And, you know, and that kind of stuff. They're very gregarious. Cats decide after a while whether they want to hang around with you or not. And usually right away as kittens, they play games. They're adorable. They do flips and things like that. And you ever see a trick with a cat? You hold a cat about a couple of feet above, like, the table. And then when you open your hands, they land on their feet every single time.
I just looked up life expectancy, Sandy, and it says many abandoned pets joined colonies of desperation. The average lifespan of a feral cat that survives beyond kittenhood is usually cited as less than 2 years, while a domestic house cat can live on an average of 12 to 16 years.
And mine have been almost exactly 17 years. So you got that. You got a good life by people that love you, not hunting you. And you're getting the good water. My cats get double filtered water. I have a filter for the whole house, and then I have another one just for the sinks for drinking. And they get the one for drinking.
In fact, do you still have the one that's like a waterfall?
Yeah, I still have that one, and that's a separate one with separate filters and everything else. And they get regular checkups at Summer Street Cat Clinic. The really good vets, good health care, good water, good food, boxes always clean, things to play with, places to run around. I have an up and down stairs, and they go flying up and down and running across the couch. And they do it without damaging the house. And if there were babies around, which there aren't, but if there were, it's occasionally they get into hyperdrive. And they could possibly scratch a child, not menacingly, just playfully. So you got to look out for that. And the Veterinary Association also says that there are problems with people that are elderly and diabetic and whatever. So I'm thinking, as a trade-off, we got to make the decisions. Cats can't make the decision. We do, not the government. The decisions have to be made by us. But in New York State, They got your you-know-what so tight that you can't even make that decision. They want to make that one for you. And now, as of today, they have. I don't know where this all ends. A lot of people are leaving. I guess until the state has 100% illegal immigration, that it's not going to get any better. We'll be back after this. Let's clear off some of the texts here. You know how I feel about this text board. The first one says, nice job, guys, Carpathia. That's the ship that came to the rescue of the Titanic. Sandy, how big do the Bengals get? I have two Bengal cats now, and I had two Bengal cats before that. They're not huge cats. They're about average, I would say 12, 13 pounds, and that's about it. They're not large cats, but they are very athletic. And they like to move around a lot. They like to run. They love to jump. If you have a very small house, you might go a little crazy with a Bengal. But they are wonderful cats. They really are. Their markings are, and there's different types of Bengals, and their markings are different. Some actually look like they have the markings that a Bengal tiger would have, and they're just gorgeous. And others have different patterns. But both of my cats, Lucy and Ethel, are gorgeous, but Ethel is, like, unbelievable. She could be on the cover of Cat Fancy magazine, and her fur is so soft. It is like anytime you pat her, you want to fall asleep. It's that soft. It's really nice, and they're wonderful cats, and they don't cause any problems at all. They're enthusiastic now, even though one of them's getting along in age. So I recommend a Bengal, but they don't get to be that big. Does that answer your question? Good. Sandy, I was in a bad mood until you made the joke about the husband. I woke up and started laughing, and I hardly ever do it. Well, that's good. Good. Anytime we can bring a little joy, and maybe a sandwich, into your life, we're willing to do it. That's it.
But no seltzer down your pants?
No, a little song, a little dance, a little Bengal down your pants. What do you think? How's that? Okay, now here's another one, and this one could be big. This could be the beginning of an internet sensation. Let us hope that New York is a welcoming state for illegal cats that are declawed. I think that would be nice. You know, what's funny is we do welcome people with no questions asked, but with cats, we have to set up a set of rules. That's just the way it is. You must be the full owner of your claws. They cannot take them away. And that's that. Mr. Beamer, Mr. Joseph.
Yes,
Beamer,
yes.
Yes.
The last one we heard from was Pauline, so let's go to Paula.
Go from Pauline to Paula.
I like to keep it simple.
Is either one of those related to Paula's Donuts, maybe? That would be nice.
I would hope so, because
because I'm thinking if they showed up here,
I would get you a
would
donut.
Would you get me one?
You know, that reminds me of a time a few weeks ago.
When?
Where I did go and get you and Tony both
you
a
did.
Paula's Donut.
You did, and
so,
good for you.
You know, I may have struck out today. I made a big mistake.
It was just a mistake.
But
today,
I just want to remind you, in the past, I have actually been a considerate person.
And in this studio, we have a repeat offender. He's right there. He is right there. The chicken and waffles. I didn't say anything. There were 7 of them. Suddenly, there were 4 of them. That's all right.
I had one.
Did I bring it up? Hey, those chicken and waffles were good.
You know, I was telling Jeannie, I want to go find Dirty Bird Truck this weekend.
In fact, here, Dirty Bird Truck, the food truck, they serve the chicken and waffles. If you're listening, have someone tell us where you are each day, and we will promote it. If the chicken and waffles place, which is Dirty Bird, if they're at a certain location someday, we'll just blurt out where you are.
If you know Officer Raul, let us know.
Okay, so that would be good. Joe, what do you got?
So Paula says, a little different than what we're hearing on Facebook, so I'd like to read, you know, the opposing view.
Sure, go ahead.
Paula says, it is a very painful process, and a scratching post will save your furniture. The claws will save your cat if it does indeed get outside and need to defend itself.
Well, first of all, just so you'll know, it's a medical procedure. We have medical procedures all the time as human beings, and they're usually done under anesthesia. Nobody does it without anesthesia. So maybe he's thinking about the recuperative part. There is a recuperative part, like we go through when we're in the hospital. There's a period of that, but believe me, the animals are, on the whole, for their whole life, looking at the spectrum of their whole life, they are a lot better declawed than they are clawed.
Yeah, go through the procedures I had done last year.
Yeah, that's
see how,
right.
How much fun you have.
That's right. Now Tony doesn't even use his scratching post anymore.
No, I'm curious of that.
He just rubs.
But I do like the pounce.
The pounce are very nice. What else you got, Beam?
I just saw a text, Sandy. I hate to read your text board, but someone texted in, is Santa going to be declawed?
What is this? So you think you're a comedian? What is the answer is you're not. Oh. That's good. Did they sign it?
They did not sign it. No,
they did not sign it. But that's good. When you got a good thing like that, sign it. Take a little credit for it. Go for it. Another, please.
Shirley says, "I'm afraid more cats will be euthanized. A choice between killing or decline. I think decline would be the best choice. Unfortunately for cats in New York State, killing seems to now be the only choice."
Now, see that they nail that. They nail that exactly. Declawing or killing, those are some of the choices that'll be made regularly. And I'm afraid that here's the problem. You're going to love your cat, and your cat's going to come home. And assuming you keep your house nice. It's not like one of the houses they usually see when they break in the door on cops. Usually it's a nice-looking, orderly home. Now, you're going to love your cat, and when your cat starts scratching up the furniture and the drapes and everything, you're not going to be happy about it, but you still love your cat, and so you put up with it. And the more you put up with it, the worse your house looks. So pretty soon, you're either going to be buying new furniture and new drapes, or finding a friend that will take your cat, because your house is beginning to really not weather the storm well. And that's what happens. They're active animals. They have claws that are very sharp. And even if you, you know, you clip them on a regular basis, which is not hard to do, but you have to be careful about it. Don't nick that little black line that's in there. It's like a vein. Looks like a vein to you. And that's that. But they bring so much joy. That's why some people have left money to them. They've left money to take care of them after they're gone. We have cat cemeteries. We have cemeteries that accept pets. We have a love affair with the feline, and the feline has a love affair with us. And every time we see that little guy or the little girl, it reminds us that if she gained about 400 pounds, it would look like a Bengal tiger. I mean, that is so cool.
And it would eat you.
Yeah, and it would eat you. That's the whole point. It's just like you go to the zoo. Oh, look at that lion. Isn't it cute? Can I go in and pat him? No, I don't think so. Otherwise, you won't be going to any MGM movies anytime soon. So that about wraps it up.
Wasn't that lion, didn't that lion attack and kill the trainer after MGM filmed that thing for its opening?
Oh, I did not know that.
I'm pretty sure.
But yeah, remember, wild animals are wild animals for a reason. That about wraps it up. We'll see you, not tomorrow, I'll be off tomorrow, but we will be covering a hearing tomorrow. But I will see you on Thursday at 9 on News Radio 930 WBEN.
The Sandy Beach WBEN studio rings out in support of those who rang the Roswell Park Comprehensive Cancer Center victory bell today in celebration of a victory, large or small.
Elvis has left the building.
Oh, I wish we never had to leave the beach.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.